And welcome to In Touch. Joining us this morning, we have some of the folks from the Aberdeen Catholic School System, Tim Wise, along with Rick Klein, here to talk about everything going on at Roncalli and beyond this month. Gentlemen, how's it going this morning?
Going great, Adam. Good morning.
Adam, we're doing a little better than the Twins did last night.
Yeah, sorry to hear about that. 3-2 final, couldn't really get a hit, only three hits in the game, but I guess there's always next year, right?
Well, Vikings fans and Twins fans, we know that. There's always next year.
Well, and the Wild dropped the puck tonight. So,
there we go.
Yes, so we got – and the Timberwolves will be going before we know it. I don't know how many Timberwolves fans are actually around here, though. But on to the Roncalli and what's going on there. We'll start off with Rick, if you would. Highlight the Hall of Fame ceremony for us.
Yeah, last Saturday we had our Hall of Fame induction ceremony, and our banquet meal was awesome. And we inducted five people into our Hall of Fame. In the academic category, it was Dr. Ryan Linger. Speaking of hockey, he is the team physician for the New York Rangers, and he's a graduate of Roncalli in 1999. So it was interesting. I don't know Ryan very well, but we got to sit down and visit a little bit.
And they all came back, right?
Everybody was here.
Cool.
Correct. Yes. And then in athletics, it was Doug Coughlin. Doug was a 1986 grad. He's retired law enforcement highway patrolman. He worked his way up the highway patrolman, and he's retired now. And then in our benefactor category, it's Amy and Tim Kessler, and we're so sorry to hear that Tim passed away. I believe it was Monday afternoon. And Amy and Reed accepted the award for the benefactor category at Roncalli for the Hall of Fame. And our educator category was Cheryl Kruger Kolb. Mrs. Kolb, she retired after 39 years of teaching, and she's a 1978 grad. And then Rhonda and Scott Dell. Rhonda's a graduate in 1980, and they do all kinds of things for our school. It was really interesting. When I started putting together a little speech, I realized that four of the five categories were second generation Hall of Fame members, and didn't really dawn on me until it's like, yeah, all these people know that what they do for the school is important, and they continue the family legacy.
And looking ahead now, you guys, when do you start taking applications for next Hall of Fame?
It will open up here shortly, and we would like to announce next year's class of inductees sometime around the first of the year, because the Hall of Fame banquet next year is going to be part of the all-school celebration. We have a 60-year all-school reunion, and on the Friday evening, July 26th, I believe it is going to be our Hall of Fame induction ceremony. So that's going to be part of the celebration.
Very good. Moving on from there, the start of the 23-24 school year. Tim, tell us about it.
Yeah, I just want to speak a little bit about, I don't know if everybody remembers, but we reconfigured our grades in each of our buildings this year. So we moved the second graders from the primary location from St. Mary's. We moved them over to the Sacred Heart location, and so that's now a 2-5 school there, and it changes the personality of the school. I visited with both teachers and administrators, and it really has made it a more of a true elementary school. Kind of took the middle school aspect out of it, and they're loving it. The second graders and the third graders are kind of matching up. We really have a really nice thing going over there with the culture and in that building. And then the big move, I think, in everybody's mind was creating a middle school, a true middle school. And so that's seen great success. They're now up with the high schoolers. They kind of occupy one hallway. And it's just been a real good lift for our school district. For our school system. Hopefully we're going to keep the buzz going and continue that enrollment increase that we've seen over the past 3 years.
Talk about the enrollment increase briefly. Do you have numbers? Do you have percentages? What are you looking at?
Sure. We've increased right at about 20%. I think it's like 18.9 or 19% over the past 3 years. I think it's just testimony to number one, we've defined our focus a little bit more. Number two, I think through we're just offering a good product, and so people are paying attention, and we're happy to continue to do tours. And in fact, we did a tour last week again, and I think we're going to gain another student. So we're always happy to answer any questions. Just give us a call.
Can you just enroll even though the school season has started?
Sure. Oh, okay. Absolutely.
I was not aware of that. Moving on from there, Bash for the Cash. What's going on?
Oh, Bash for Cash.
That's a booster club activity that's going to take place on December 9th this year. And what it is, you buy a ticket for $60. And this year, it's going to be out at Stephen Lust Automotive. We'll have about 200 people there. and we'll have a prime rib dinner, and we'll have contest. We'll have a reverse raffle, and this year we're adding an ugly sweater contest. So President Keller, he thinks he's going to have a chance to win that, but we'll see. If you're interested in coming out and becoming a member of the Booster Club, this will be a great time for it. Like I said, tickets are $60. You can see either Lee Keller, Brandon Smith, Jordan Klein, or Alex Grieben, and they will help you get all signed up for it.
And this bash for cash, I mean, and, you know, there's, of course, the trap shoot that you guys do, the golf tournament. Those have activities. This sounds like a fun get-together with a nice meal and everything like that.
You know what it is? It's a casual gathering. The ball comes up, and I think this year the ball is April 20th, and that's a formal affair for us, and it's a big fundraiser. This is more of a casual get-together, have a good time, see a lot of the same people, but only and not such a formal setting.
Very good. Moving on from there, let's talk about the 24-25 school year. Tim, if you would.
Well, we were just talking a little bit about what we have going on at Roncalli with regards to enrollment. Our pre-K/kindergarten open house for next year is actually happening in November. The date on that is November 13th. I don't have an exact time yet, but we're going to really put some effort into that and making it exciting. We're putting the pre-K and the kindergarten together this year. So we're going to be a whole bunch of people will gather over the primary school. So please look for details on that. We're excited. We're looking for 51 kindergartners out there for next year. So we'll take more than that, but that's kind of what our goal is.
What about October 23rd, unless I missed you mentioning it?
No, October 23rd, we have, it's a pro-life organization called Life Runners. Life Runners, I guess, is mm-hmm. what they call them. Pat Castle, who's happens to be a graduate of O'Gorman down in Sioux Falls. He lives in Omaha right now. He has a great message about pro-life, and we just want to let the public know, if you are interested in that, just come on in.
That's open to the public? That's not for students or anything like that?
It will be open to the public. The time at high school, I believe, is, look for it on our social media.
I was
going
to say, that or contact the office.
It'll be the morning of the 23rd.
Moving on from there, there's an alumni event coming up in Fargo, and it looks like it's at Brewhalla. I'm actually wearing Drecker right now, but I haven't been to the new Brewhalla. Tell us about it.
Yeah, next Wednesday, so a week from yesterday, we're having an alumni and friends gathering from 5 to 9. Anybody that knows anybody that lives in Fargo that's an alumni or a supporter or a friend of the school, come on out. Tim and I will be up there from 5 to 9 talking a little bit about the school, spreading the word. And it'll just be a nice little social gathering for us.
I imagine I'm sure you probably don't have full-on facts and figures where everyone goes after they leave leave Roncalli, but I'm sure a lot of people are pulled to Fargo. A lot of people are pulled to the Twin Cities, kind of in those general directions.
We actually do have the numbers. I don't have them in front of me, but we chose five places around the United States that a majority of our alums live, and Fargo is one of them. Fargo, Minneapolis, Sioux Falls, and then, you know, in the Chicago area, there's quite a few. But it'll be kind of interesting. It's the first time we've done it. So we'll go up, and we just want to let everybody know how the school is doing.
Excellent. And in closing, we have some end of fall activities. Who wants to take that one?
Okay, I guess I'll take it, Rick. You know, it's that time of the year, right, Adam?
Mm-hmm.
Where, you know, cross country just ended up, but they ran yesterday. They were supposed to run today, but they moved it up a day, and so the girls team qualified third, and the boys finished fourth. So I believe we have 10 athletes going to be heading to the cross country state cross country meet. Football season, of course, one game left. Then we're looking like we'll be eighth or ninth seed in the state. So
I think that means a road game. Yeah, gotta be ready.
Well, if we're eighth, we'll stay home. Ninth, we hit the road.
Okay, so, gotcha.
Correct.
No pressure, Billy.
Volleyball regions are October, Halloween night. Come celebrate Halloween with us for the volleyball. And, of course, tennis and golf ended up. Boys golf did great. Sixth place finish. And girls tennis placed seventh. So
very good. We have to leave it there. Again, Tim Wise and Rick Klein from the Aberdeen Catholic School System. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming on the radio this morning.
Thanks, Adam.
That's going to do for today's edition of In Touch, a locally produced feature of Dakota Broadcasting Radio. I'm Adam St. Paul.